I'm really excited to have everybody here, to have everybody together for this next phase, this next step, if you will, of where God's taken us as a church, as a student ministries. It's exciting. And some of you are new. Some of you, maybe this is the first time you've been in here, first time you've been together. Some of you, maybe you're just now out of fifth grade into sixth grade, and this is your first time in here, and you're a little intimidated by that, and I get that. And while we are just a little bit crazy for Christ in student ministries, that ain't going to change. The overall idea with Connect is that we're connecting together. And so some of you may have some questions. You may have some questions about what this is all about, what we're all about, and what Connect Student Ministries is all about. And some of you upperclassmen, those of you that have been in high school, you've heard bits of this, I guess, a few times, and that's cool. Some of you haven't heard really much of this at all, put together in a, I guess, concise way. And those of you that have heard it, this is a good chance to refocus on what it is that we're all about and why we're here. And for those of you, it's a good chance to maybe answer some of those questions. And so I want to start with this question, and I don't need you to answer this necessarily, but I just want you to kind of think about it for a second. Why do we have a youth group? Like, why are we doing this? Why do we have this? Is this even biblical? Is this even the right thing to do? And not only is it biblical, it's also definitely the right thing to do. And I'm going to show you in Scripture just a few Scripture passages about what this means, what this should look like. And so in 2 Timothy 3, there are no notes in the Bible app today for those of you that usually do that with us, just so you know. But you can certainly highlight these if you'd like to pull them up in the Bible app. It says, but you must remain faithful to the things that you've been taught. You know that they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You've been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they've given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. And there's a lot of things in that passage that directly relate to what student ministries is all about in terms of having people that you can trust, that love you, that are here to teach you. That's what we're all about. And there's another passage here in 1 Corinthians 12 that says, the eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. The head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. And what's interesting about that verse is that from a student perspective, from your perspective, that is a lot of ways how you guys feel sometimes. You guys feel like I'm insignificant, it doesn't matter. It's not true. You are all part of the church. We are all part of the body of Christ. We can't look at, none of you would look at one part of your body and say, I don't need you. You wouldn't be able to walk if you cut your foot off, right? And so all of us are necessary. Here's the deal. We are one body with many parts. The church is one body with many parts, and that includes all of us, all of you, all of us together. 85% of people, check this out, 85% of people who come to know Christ, who become a Christian, do so before the age of 18. Before the age of 18. Major spiritual awakenings in the past where the gospel has been spread in ways that are just amazing and unbelievable have been started by teenagers. God has chosen teenagers throughout the Bible. You got David, Esther, Joseph, all the disciples. How many of you knew that all the disciples, when Jesus called them, were under the age of 19, except one? Did any of you know that? A lot of times we don't hear that, but it's true. And I can prove it to you in Scripture. I'll just do it real fast. In Matthew 24, Jesus and Peter and all the disciples go into the temple, and only Jesus and Peter has to pay the temple tax. If you go back to Old Testament law, it says that those going into the temple that have to pay the temple tax are those over the age of 20. So what does that tell us? If all the disciples went in and Jesus and Peter were the only ones that had to pay the temple tax, that tells me Jesus was a youth pastor, he had one adult leader, and he had 10 good kids and one bad seed, right? So Jesus had a youth group. And when Jesus called Andrew and Peter away from their parents, I mean, that's what it says. He called them away from their parents. So why do we have a youth group? Because Jesus did. And it's biblically, doctrinally sound to do so. And so what's the point? What's the purpose? Why do we do it? Well, some of you know this. We're here to help you connect. The name is not just random. It doesn't just sound good or look good on a logo, though it does do those things. It's not just for that. There's a purpose and a reason for everything that we do in here. Literally everything that we do in here, there is a purpose and a reason for it. And so I'm going to give you three ways about what this is all about and what this is going to continue to be about moving forward. Number one is to help you to connect to each other, to have community together. That's an important part. In fact, I would argue one of the most important parts of just where you're at in this season of life is friends and connecting to each other. Hebrews 10, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. That's just a great part right there. God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect, or neglect means like to do away with, let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. And Jesus' return is drawing near, y'all. He's coming back soon. And so we don't want to neglect meeting together. We don't want to neglect lifting each other up. As you see some of the things in here, think of ways to motivate one another to acts of good works. I know that we've got middle school and high school together now. High schoolers, this is your chance to maybe mentor a little bit. Put your arm around some kids, lift them up, encourage them. Middle schoolers, this is your chance to maybe do the same in some regards, but also to hopefully have some people to look up to help you move forward even better in your spiritual walk. Your leaders are not going anywhere. We're gonna talk about them here in a second. We're all together and combined. And that's an amazing thing because we're here to encourage one another and to lift each other up. So how do we connect to each other? Well, we've got a few ways that we do that. We've got activities and we've got events and we've got different things that go on. And I know a lot of you guys are going to these things and none of these things are going away, all right? All of these things are still happening and then some. We've got camps, we've got missions trips, we've got specific high school and middle school events that we're gonna be doing. We're gonna still do events that are just for middle school. We're gonna do some events that are just for high school. Over the summer, you're gonna see how these things start to play out. So there's gonna be a lot of things that kind of remain the same, just slightly different. And obviously we're in a new room, and so we're all here together in this room. And while I'm on that for just a quick second, this is not the high school room anymore. This is everybody's room, okay? This is Connect Student Ministries room. Middle schoolers, you have as much ownership of this room in the hub as we do. This is just as much your youth group as it is, or your youth room, as it has ever been. Our leadership team, we have amazing people. We have amazing people on our leadership team. I'd like to ask all of you guys to come up here real quick if you could. Just kind of make a line behind me, please. Right here. Yeah, give it up for them. Give it up for them. Wow, it's crazy when you see everybody all together. How many people we've got. So here's what I want to do. Shh. Listen up. We can't all fit, which is crazy. This is awesome, just looking around. Like, these are some of my favorite people in the world. And they should be yours too, because all of them, I want you to look at all of them for just a second. All of them love you. All of them are here for you. All of them are here for you, and all of them love you, and all of them love Jesus. And all of them are here to point you and connect you to Jesus. And so here's what I want to do, just real quick. You're not going to remember everybody's name. I get it. But I want everybody to just introduce themselves real quick. And so I'm just going to start down here and pass the mic down.
Hello.
Pass the mic down.
I am Michael D. I will be your biggest fear for the next 4 years.
7 years for some of you.
Yeah. Mikey.
I'm Kevin. I'm Jill's better half.
Where's Jill? Am I blind?
Hi, I'm Karen. Oh.
I'm Charlene.
Hi, I'm Heather.
I'm Jill Batty. The other half of that one. The better half.
Diana Dean.
If he gives you any trouble, come see me.
Amen.
Pass.
Oh, I'm Larry.
I'm Valerie.
I'm Brian.
I'm Carrie with a K.
Carrie with a K.
I'm Tara. I'm married to this stud.
That's right. I'm James. I am Larry's oldest student.
I'm JL. That's it.
I'm Lebanizel.
I'm Jay Dobbs.
I'm Kristen.
I'm Caleb, and I'm middle school ministry's better half.
I'm Mike.
I'm Mikey.
I'm Isaiah.
Jordan.
Caleb.
Lauren.
Give it up. Give it up for these people. Lauren said her name wrong. Her name's Lauren. We're missing a couple of people, but you'll get to meet them as they join us again, because sometimes things happen. Yes. I don't either. So, let me say this before I move on. While we do have, oh, Karen, good grief, Miss Karen. Was she up here? Okay, sorry, somebody said Karen. And she was standing in the door. I'm like, did we miss Karen? I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to say, it's hard to keep it all straight when you got that many awesome people up here. Listen, guys, here's the deal. These are the most dedicated. I'm Jay. You guys, I think you all know me, right? I'm Jay. I'm your youth pastor. maybe the sixth graders don't know me. If you don't know me, I'm Jay Knight. I'm your youth pastor. And that's my wife, Valerie. All right. Shh. Here's the deal, guys. These are some of the most dedicated, loving, amazing people I've ever had the privilege of knowing in my life. And they love you guys so much, or they wouldn't be taking time away from their families, away from the things that in their life to be here to pour into you. All right? And I would say probably all of them, the reason that they have a heart for student ministries and a heart for wanting to be here, look at me, is because somebody poured into them when they were in high school ministry or in middle school ministry or both. And it takes somebody pouring into you sometimes for you to just really get what it means to connect to Jesus. And all of these people, while we do have people that are, you know, some of us are middle school leaning, some of us are high school leaning, that doesn't mean that you can't go to any or all of us. We are all here for you, because while we do have some of those separations, because there's gonna be times where that matters, where we're gonna separate and do some middle school exclusive things and some high school exclusive things, even on Wednesday nights. And that's gonna make a difference when we do that. That doesn't mean that we're not one united team of leaders. We are one team, just like we are one student ministries together. So that's our leadership team, and they're awesome. But this is your youth group. While there are a number of us that help make this happen, this is your youth group. And so I want to tell you a few things. You want to get the most out of your time here in this youth group? Get involved. Come to events. Be a part of things. Every year we do this thing called Senior Moments, where the seniors that are leaving come up here, and they share stories of their time in Connect. And they share stories about their time and Connect. And one of the themes that happens every single year is a couple of them will always say things like, boy, I really wish I would have taken more advantage of the time that I had in here. I didn't realize how much I'm actually gonna miss this. I wish I would have gotten more involved. Don't let that be you. Get involved, be a part of this. God will show up in your life in amazing ways if you just take ownership of this as your youth group. Connect is only what it is because of what you guys make it. So get involved, come to events, help us create events, help with responsibilities in the class. We got the worship team, technology, food service, helping Miss Karen in what's gonna be the new fuse box back there and all that. And listen, all of those things are available for everyone to be a part of. So if you wanna be a part of the worship team, talk to me. If you want to help in in food service, talk to Karen. If you want to help with technology, talk with Learn and J-Dobbs. If you want to be anything else, you know what else would be a great team to have? A greeting team. I say this every year, and I hardly have anybody take me up on it. But one of my favorite things about Connect is that, I hope you all feel this too, when you walk in here, that you feel like you can be loved and accepted exactly as you are. And part of that is being able to reach out to those that come in and maybe are here first time. And so maybe something that you could do to take ownership of your youth group is to be that person that goes to that student that's sitting all by themselves maybe, comes in for the first time, or is just not having a good day. And you're the one that goes up to them and just says, hey, what's up? Just wanted to know if you wanted to come and sit with us for worship or whatever. Having a greeting team, boy, that goes a long way. That goes a long way. So maybe that's something you want to be a part of. But again, upperclassmen, this is your chance to help mentor, maybe big brother, big sister kind of thing, to cheer them on, as it says in the verse that we looked at, to motivate them to acts of love and good works, as it says in Hebrews there. That's what we should be able to do for everybody, to motivate each other to acts of good works. That's what this is all about. You can come in just as you are. Everybody look at that. Look at the screen. Just as you are. I don't care what you walked in here with. You don't have to drop it at the door before you can walk in here. You are loved and accepted here just the way that you are. But we love you too much to let you stay there. That's another one of our mantras here. Because if we love you, loving you means to protect and to provide for you. And sometimes that means protecting you from yourself. The 12 disciples, when Jesus said, follow him, he didn't say, get all your crap together, make sure that you're not this or you're not that or you're not struggling here or you're not struggling there, and then you can follow me. No, he just said, follow me, exactly as they were, exactly as they are. Acceptance and tolerance are two different things. You are accepted just as you are, but we will be respectful and we will treat each other well here. We will love the sinner and hate the sin. We've also got a saying here, boys are blue, girls are pink.
No purple.
No purple. And I think we all know what that means, right? Boys are blue, girls are pink, no purple. We know things happen with guys and girls when they get together because there is an attraction. That happens. But this is church. This is a place of worship, and we're going to respect it as such. Are we going to have fun? Are we going to go crazy? Yeah. Are we going to sit on each other's lap and make out in the back while Jay's talking? No, we're not going to do that. All right? And there's no dark pink, and there's no dark blue either. And I think you smell what I'm stepping in there. Let's just be honest, that's the day we live in. So, here's the deal. Philippians 2:2, and then we'll move on. Stick with me here. It says, and make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with one another, loving one another, and working together with one mind and one purpose. Everybody look around. Everybody look around at the people around you. This is not a place of cliques. This is not a place where you have to be so cool to be sitting in this section or that section. We have one click, Connect Student Ministries. That's it. One click. And while we do have some individual branding for the middle school and for the high school, right? We do have times where that's going to be appropriate. We are one family. We're one group. We're one click. So that's the first one, connect you to each other. Number two, these last two will go quicker. Connect you to the truth. To connect you to the truth. When we come back on Wednesdays in July, Wednesday night plug-in is what we're going to be calling it. Beginning July 18th, 6:30 to 8:30, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be doing all kinds of different things. As I mentioned before, this is our last Sunday morning. So I hope to see you all in the bridge service at 10:45 every Sunday. I'll be looking for you. But we're going to be doing only Wednesday nights beginning July 18th. And we're going to have worship. We're going to have high energy worship like we just did, if not more so. We're going to do some outreach. This will be the time to invite your friends because it's going to be a whole lot of fun. We're going to do some more fun games and things like that. We're going to have discipleship, which basically means to grow in your faith. I hope those of you especially that are coming up, that maybe you're looking forward to getting into God's word just a little bit more and learning some more about your faith and growing together in your faith. And we're going to be doing some different ways of doing that. When we come back, we're going to be going through an 8-week series together, all of us as a group, called Refresh and Connect. We've gone through this before. It's been about 3 years since we've done it, but you're each going to get a book, and we're going to go through the 8 basics of the gospel, and we're going to have some time where we have large group teaching, and then we're going to break into small groups for the end of the night, and then Karen's going to have some awesome food for us at the end of the night. But here's the refresh idea. The refresh idea is from Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. And then you'll learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. These ideas that you're going to learn, the 8 basics of the gospel, or the 8 basics of the faith, the gospel, eternal security, the Trinity, the Bible, growth, prayer, community, evangelism, all of these things are things to help you understand why you believe what you believe. These are the foundations, and we're all going to begin it together when we come back on the 18th. And these connection groups, which is what we're going to call our small groups, when the tough times hit, the truths that you learn during these times are what's going to help build the foundation for you to get through it. This is where your leaders are going to be able to pour into you guys. And you'll get various perspectives, because you've got various perspectives from these awesome people that are here. Through virtually every walk of life is represented by all of our leadership team. So another way that we connect you to the truth is to equip you to defend and share your faith. This is a big deal for me. I'm not going to spend a ton of time on this right now, but I think it's incredibly important for you to know why you believe what you believe. If somebody were to come to you and say, why do you believe this? Why do you believe that? Could you have that conversation? Could you tell them why you believe what you believe? There's way too many students that can't. 1 Peter 3:15 says, but in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared. Hear that. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. One of my big goals for Connect Student Ministries always is for you to be able to come through here and know why you believe what you believe. Not just because Jay said so, not because one of your leaders said so, but because you know why you believe what you believe. There's way too many people that don't, that claim to be Christians but can't explain it. That won't be us, hopefully. And then in the fall, Gladiator Games will be coming back, and it's for everyone, all right? Middle schoolers as well. As long as we're still here, we're gonna be doing Gladiator Games again. It's gonna look different. It's gonna look different, definitely, but it's gonna be fun, and that'll be in the fall. As we get closer, I'll explain more about that as we get a little bit closer to that. But just so that you guys know, that'll be another great excuse to invite your friends and get people here. Gladiator Games is a blast. So that's number 2. Number 3, connect you to God. Connect you to God, and then we're gonna wrap it up here in just a second, because God wants to connect to you. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8, it says, draw close to me, and I'll draw close to you. And so the ways that we can connect to God, what are the ways that he draws close to us, and then we can draw close to him? Well, we've got a few ways that we connect to God. One is through worship, which is not just music. While music is a big part of worship, that's not the only way. Worship is a language. As much as it is a part of what we do, in connecting to God, it's just as much a part as anything else. And it's a big deal, and sometimes God can speak through a song and can speak through worship in ways that he can't just in any other way. And so we're going to definitely still continue to make that a focus, and we're going to bring student-led worship over from middle school into here as well. That's going to be part of a thing that we do, and in terms of having students, you know, read a verse and set up the songs that we're going to be doing. I think for you guys to have some more ownership of that is going to be awesome, and so I'm pumped about that. Another way is prayer. Prayer, let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, it says in Hebrews 4:16, so that we may receive mercy, find grace to help us in our time of need. We should be people of prayer. That's another way to connect to God. Another way is the Bible. Obviously, it's how we hear from God. It's one of the big ways that we hear from God. And getting into the Bible is going to be an important thing. It's going to be an important part of your growth as a student. And so I want to teach you a quick little something here that we call pray, read, think, write, do. Pray, read, think, write, do. And this is a formula for you to study God's word on your own. Because if your mom and dad never handed you the spoon when you're eating food and they just kept spoon feeding you, you would never know how to feed yourself, would you? No, you'd just be like getting stuff all over the place, or you'd just be sitting there going, waiting for somebody to put food in your mouth, right? And that looks really stupid when you're in sixth grade, you know, to just be sitting there waiting for somebody to feed you. Unfortunately, that's where I think some of us, some people end up being. They get in sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, they have no idea how to feed themselves spiritually from the Word of God. And so here's an easy way for you to do it. Easy thing for you guys to remember. So everybody say it after me. Pray, read, think, write, do. That was terrible. Let's try that again. All right? Pray, read, think, write, do. Thank you for the echoes. Yes, that was better though. So here's the deal. If you do this every day for 30 days, you will start a new habit. You will start a new habit, and I know it's tough, but you can do this for 10 minutes and it will make a difference in your life. I'm telling you right now, if you do this for 10 minutes a day, it will make a difference in your life. And I would be willing to bet that so much that if you do this for 30 days and you don't see growth in your life spiritually, I'll give you $100 out of my wallet. If you could come to me honestly and say, Jay, I did that for 30 days and I couldn't feel further away from God. It didn't make any bit of difference in my life at all. I will hand you a $100 bill. You know how many times I've had to pay that? Zero. Zero times. Try me. Try God. Don't try me. Try God. And in all honesty, if you're doing it for the money, then that's something you got to deal with God on your own anyway. So here's the deal. Here's how it works. It's really self-explanatory, but if you do this for 10 minutes every day, I promise it'll make a difference. So pray. Find a time you can get alone. You can put your phone down. You can put your iPad down, and you can just pray and ask God to show you something. It doesn't have to be a super long prayer. It doesn't have to be a prayer in King James English. It just, God, help me. Help me to find something in your word today. And then read, right? That's the second one. So what's involved in reading, okay? So read. I would suggest starting in the book of John, if you have no place, and read for quality over quantity. Don't just be like, dude, I read the whole book of John. Wow, awesome, what'd you get out of that? Yeah, it's long. No, read for quality over quantity, okay? Then think about it. What did you just read? Maybe it's only three sentences or three verses, whatever that is. Think about it, what did you get out of it? Then maybe jot some notes down, whether it's on your phone, in the Bible app, you could take notes in there. Maybe it's on one of these that we conveniently happen to have printed for today. There's a whole stack of them back there. These are Pray, Read, Think, Write, Do journals for each and every one of you. If you want one, you can grab one. They're right back by the box. Kevin is modeling one right now, and he's looking good modeling that. Does anybody want this one? Does anybody want this one? Skylar? You got it. It's blank pages because it's for you to write your own notes in. Maybe you're more of a digital person. You want to do it that way. But here's the deal. Jot some notes down and then do. There's always an action point with Scripture. There's always something to do, okay? What is that action point? Write that out and do it. Do that every day. I promise it'll make a difference in your life. Here's the deal, guys. Take advantage of your time and connect. Take advantage of your time for us together. I realize some things are changing, some things are different. God's not going anywhere. The culture of Connect is not going anywhere. The people that love you are not going anywhere. In fact, I can see God taking this and using it to make it just even something greater than we can have even imagined. Through these transition times, God throughout history has worked in amazing ways through times of transition. You connect to God, you connect to him, and you watch what he does. You watch what he does, it'll blow your mind, but it's up to you. Everybody look at me. It's up to you. It's up to you. We can only do so much. It's up to you to take advantage of this. You can write this off, and that's fine, but that's your loss. It's up to you to take advantage of your time here. We all know John 3:16, right? Can we all say it? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't it funny how we all memorize that in King James? But here's the deal. That is the ultimate connection verse, if you think about it. That verse, it's the ultimate connection verse. It brings everything together. It brings everything together in terms of why God came, what he came for, and what he's here to do. We all know that verse. So here's my connection point. And every week we'll have a connection point. And it's that one thing I want you to remember, that one thing that you can take away. And so if there's one thing I want you to take away from this morning, there's one thing I want you to take away from today. yes, we had fun. Yes, we had a blast and all of those things. And yes, we are coming together in an amazing way. And I hope that that continues and that we do that. But here's the one thing I want you to remember as to why all that is happening is because Jesus stretched out his arms to connect with you. Jesus stretched out his arms to connect with you. In verse 17, we say John 3:16, and we know that one. Verse 17 says, "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." God didn't send his son to condemn the world, but to save the world. This is not a place of condemnation. This is not a place where you have to be so cool to walk in. All of you are already cool enough to walk in. You're all already cooler than me. So you all are welcome here. This is all your place. This is Connect Student Ministries. This is what we're all about. We're all about connecting to Jesus, connecting to each other, connecting to the truth, connecting to God. Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Jesus is standing at the door and knocking, but you have to open the door. You have to let him in. So if you want to take advantage of your time here and connect, you want to take advantage of what God is going to do through this place, and it's going to be sick. It's going to be amazing, and I hope you're ready for it. You have to let him in. You have to let him do it. This is who we are. This is Connect Student Ministries, and I hope you guys are ready. Let's pray. Jesus, I love you, Lord, and I thank you for this time that we've had together, God. I thank you for each and every student that's here. I thank you for the fact that you stretched out your arms to connect with each and every one of us. Lord, I thank you that you loved us so much to do that, Lord, that you sacrificed yourself, sacrificed your son, so that we could have an eternity with you, because you want nothing more than to connect with each and every one of us. So God, I thank you for that. I thank you for the fact that we're all coming together here, Lord, and I pray that the spirit of unity that we feel in the room right now, Lord, would continue. God, that you would use this transition time to do something amazing for your kingdom as we move forward. Lord, I pray that we will look back on this season of student ministries as a pivotal moment, Lord, where you took control and you changed lives for eternity. God, we're all part of something special here. And so I pray that we can all take ownership of that. We can all get our arms around that and we can run with it. Father, I pray that you would just go before us, Lord, as we're setting things up, setting things in motion to move forward, God. And I pray, Lord, more than anything, that if there's one here that doesn't know you as Savior, God, if they don't, maybe they had never heard until today, or never really clicked until today, that there is a God that loves them so much, Lord, that they want to have a relationship with him. Not give them rules and regulations, Lord, but to connect to him in a way that makes such a difference in their life, God, that gives us eternal security, Lord, that takes us to that place that we can grow in our faith and grow toward you, Lord, that it's actually freedom in knowing you. So, Father, if there's one here that doesn't know you, Lord, I pray that today they would make that decision, maybe, or at least ask questions, talk to one of our leaders about that, Lord, and so that they could walk out of these doors and know for 100% that if they were to die today, that they would spend eternity with you. Thank you so much for the time that we've had. Pray for the next service. Pray for our church moving forward. Lord, we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.